The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Astros Baseball. We are back. It's been a four-day hiatus. Steffi's been in Florida. I've been sick. And we're back, though. Wally, how you been, buddy?
Good. And you forgot to mention, Ryan is still in out of town on a short family vacation. Still. So we miss Ryan tonight. He's doing well. You know, things are just kind of trundling along for the Astros the way you want them to go so far.
All right, so I asked you how you're doing, Wally, because it is Stadium Steffi time. Steffi, okay, you're in spring. You went to spring training. I thought you were going to be there a long time, and then I saw you at the Bananas game. So, just talk about your spring training.
Oh man, no, it was amazing. We got to West Palm last Sunday, so a week ago. And I actually worked from home on Monday and Tuesday and then enjoyed all things spring training on Wednesday, Thursday. My parents got to go to all the games. They actually went to the Nationals game against the Cardinals on Monday, then the Marlins game with the Astros on Tuesday. Wednesday, we hit the backfields, which is probably our favorite thing in the world to do. The backfields are amazing. You get to see a lot of the guys like working on different swings. We got to see a lot of live batting practice. So we got to see JP France on the mound, Fromber, honestly, all the guys. Hunter Brown was out there too. At one point, Altuve got a hit off of Fromber and started making fun of him. And Fromber like shooed him off home plate, telling him to just go back to the dugout. So it was really fun. And we actually also, they do have Astroline as well while they're in West Palm Beach. So we checked out Astroline on Tuesday, which was probably the coolest thing. We had, who was it? It was Joey Loperfido and JP France out there. Got to hear a lot about their stories, about what they're excited about for the year, what they've been working on, and just kind of getting hyped for this season. It was definitely really cool getting to hear JP France talk about his family. He actually has a little girl on the way who is apparently gonna possibly be here for opening day. So they are very excited, him and his wife, Jess. And it was also too really cool because you kind of get to talk to them a little bit, and just the greatest guys, him and Joey. So it was really cool to get to check that out on Tuesday. So if you go to West Palm, make sure you hit up Duffy's for Astroline. Usually it's going to be some of the radio guys doing those broadcasts. So it's super fun. But yeah, so Wednesday, we did hit the backfields Wednesday. And then we got to the game and the game ended up getting rained out, which was such a bummer. But my family also likes to go to watch the Cardinals because one of our friends that travels with us is from St. Louis originally. So he's originally a Cardinals fan, kind of turned Astros fan now. And so he has love for both. But if we can see them both at one time, even better. So we hit up Jupiter, got to watch the game there, which was a really fun one because we had all the main guys in the lineup that you're going to be seeing come opening day. And they won, which was even better. So you can never be mad about that. But that was the game that Christian Javier started. And man, it was just a fun time to kind of see the guys firing on all cylinders again. So that was really cool. And then, Friday we went fishing. And then yesterday, got up bright and early at 4 o'clock, ended up basically getting home, taking a shower and heading off to the Savannah Bananas game. I got super, super lucky. A friend of mine kind of ran into some tickets on accident, texted me on Monday and was like, "Hey, would you want to go to the Bananas game?" And I about lost it. Was so excited, super hyped. And it's by far the coolest show in baseball. I mean, it's next level. It's awesome.
I put in for tickets, but I didn't get picked. They're like, enter your email, enter your phone number, but I didn't get picked. And like at the end, like when the game was going to start, people were trying to sell their tickets. At first they were trying to oversell them. And I know 100%. Usually the Bananas, they like control that. If they see anyone trying to sell their tickets, they'll cancel them, is what I read. So they tried, like you said earlier, they try to keep it family friendly, right?
Yeah, they try and keep it fan friendly, family friendly, all that stuff. But I also put in for tickets. I actually put in for tickets when they were at Sugar Land last year for those two games. Didn't get tickets then. And I was like very close to paying the overpriced ticket price last year. And then just was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do it. Like, hopefully I see them the next time they come around, because I feel like they're going to be coming around again. And sure enough, they came to Minute Maid Park. And man, 41,000 people singing "Hey Baby," getting hyped for the Bananas. I'm actually a Party Animals fan myself. Someone's got to root for the other guys. And after the game, they do a whole meet and greet with the team. So they had everyone kind of behind like these like barriers and stuff, and you could take pictures and ask for autographs. And one of the guys was like, "You're wearing a Party Animals shirt," because I took a picture with one of the Bananas guys. Granted, I took pictures with all the Party Animals first, but went to go take pictures with some of the Bananas guys. And he was like, "You're wearing a Party Animals shirt." And I was like, "Yeah, I was rooting for the animals today." And he's like, "Why?" And I said, "Well, because someone's got to root for the other guys. 99.9% of the team is rooting for y'all." And he was like, "So?" So they're
like
so
rooting
fun.
For the Washington. It's like rooting for the Washington Generals against the Harlem Globetrotters.
I was going to say the Generals, but 100%. I wasn't sure where they were from. The Washington Generals.
It was so much fun, though. And if you can go out to a Savannah Bananas game, and I know most people are trying to go, you have to do it for the experience. It's amazing. It's electric. They are just next level entertainment. They have their own rules for Banana Ball. So some of the rules are there's no walks. So what it turns into is a sprint. So on ball four, they have to basically pass the ball around to every single infielder and outfielder, and the runner can run until basically they're either out or safe at one of the bases and decide to stop. So that's one of the rules. And then another rule is if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out, but it has to be a clean catch. Can't be like a bobbled catch. You have to catch it clean. But if you catch it clean, it's an out. And someone did get one of the Savannah Bananas out in the club level, like two sections away from me. The Bananas hated it. The Party Animals loved it. So it was awesome. It was so much fun. Definitely I won't say once in a lifetime experience, because I hope I get to see it again. But it's an experience for sure.
So I don't know if I saw it on social media, but someone you were with fishing caught a humongous fish.
Okay, I'm kind of salty about that, because he caught it off of bait that I caught. So technically my fish caught that fish, but no, my dad got to reel in a barracuda. It was insane. And then in West Palm, there are restaurants that will actually cook your fish. So we brought in our big old barracuda and had them cook it up for us on Friday. So it was, it was amazing.
We did that in South Padre. We caught the fish. Love that. And we went fishing on a
charter.
No, the ones that pier? Just stay around. No, we're on a boat. I say it all the time, but I'm always at a loss for words on the podcast. But you also got to meet my boy, right? Did you talk to him?
I got to meet Luke. He was awesome. I chatted with him for a very quick minute, but he was kind of getting ready and doing stuff. But I know Rob. And he was like, "Oh, no way." He got super excited. Had to tell him I loved the new song. And then I went back and was listening to some of his other songs. And now I have like 4 Luke Berryhill songs on my phone that are like part of my daily playlist. The kid is so talented. It's incredible.
And he's nice. He has manners.
The nicest guy.
It's hard not to be a fan of Luke Berryhill's if you meet him in person.
100%. He was awesome. Such a nice guy. Yeah. And just super, super humble too. But yeah, it was good times.
All right. Let's talk about some spring training thoughts. The Astros are now 8-7 in spring training. Wally, what are you taking away from these games? Who are you seeing that's looking good, that you feel positive about going into the season? And is there anyone you're worried about?
Well, outside of Fromber, who's the only one, he's only pitched once and didn't look great. The starters have looked good. Javier looked good in the game. Steffi went two in Jupiter. He went, three innings, gave up two hits. The big thing in that game is he only walked one guy. Today's game was kind of a funny game because it was a total bullpen game. But all the relievers except Presley threw shutout innings. The two games that we've had, the last two games we've had the A-team play, they've gotten four runs in the first inning both times. And so the team's coming together. Bregman's in his interview on MLB Radio, they do their 30 game teams in 15 days. Mm-hmm. Sounds very positive. Everybody sounds very positive. They've all taken to Espada. They seem to be responding to him very, very well. The team sounds like it's in a real good place. Got to have Fromber pitch well because mm-hmm. right now we're running a pitcher short. It's the same story with all the contenders, and the Astros are no different. It just depends on how the pitching does. Mm-hmm. If your starting pitching is good, you've got a chance. Now the Astros are lucky that they've got a good bullpen. And one of the quiet things that I've seen that's really encouraging is Montero has been really, really sharp. Mm-hmm. Montero is sharp. That gives him an extra rest for the Abreus and the Presleys and the haters of the world. Of course, not the haters that hate the Astros, the HADERS, yeah. But the, that's just one more arm, and again, that's good teams' problems.
So, what do you have? You have anything to add, Steph?
No, I mean, I think Wally said it best. I mean, yeah. The fact that the A team is really getting it going, I mean, that's all solid signs. Very exciting to see them putting in work, getting runs, getting hits, and yeah, it's looking fun.
All right, let's go to this next. Spring breakout. We talked about this before. It's next Sunday. Now, the Astros have a ton of their top 30 guys on there, and I kind of just highlighted some that I know. Maybe you guys know the other ones and I don't. But there's going to be Spencer Arrighetti, my boy Rhett Coba, catcher Miguel Palma, Bryce Matthews, Zach DiCenzo, Will Wagner, Jacob Melton, Luis Baez, Joey Loperfido, Kennedy Corona, Colin Barber. This is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a great idea. You know, for as much as we dissed Manfred for all of his goofy ideas that turned the game into beer league softball, this is one of his best. Or whoever came up with it. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I think one of the biggest things, too, is a lot of people don't know the minor league system, and this is a really incredible chance for them to do exactly that, to get to know the guys, get to know the next guys up. These are going to be, most of them, future Astros, hopefully. And yeah, so I mean, it's exciting to get to see them in action, see what they can do. I just think, like Wally said, it's an amazing idea, and it's a really cool way for these guys to like showcase what they're capable of on a bigger stage. So I think it's going to be amazing. And again, they're going to be going up against other top tier talent, which is awesome. Yeah.
You know, we're always the lowest ranked farm club team. So it'd be nice to go spank the other team in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to be real interested to see how Arrighetti does, because he went up against the A team in Philadelphia, and they said he was working on a two seamer. Mm-hmm. But he was really wild inside the strike zone, and a couple of times JT Realmuto just hit bullets. The home run he gave up was you know, it was off the plate. And I don't know how the guy kept it fair, but it, you know, it's when a pitcher's had a good run, then has a tough outing, it's always interesting, especially a young guy, to see how they recover the next start they have.
Yeah. I wonder what channel this is on. We should know this, but I would assume it's on MLB Network.
I think so. MLB Network's been all over this thing.
Yeah, they've been promoting it, so we'll see. All right. Where am I? I'm doing things out of order, folks. I have to find my...
So how to tune in. MLB Digital, so MLB TV, MLB.com, MLB app. You can also listen to it on the Astros radio or game day.
So can we watch it?
Yeah, MLB TV, MLB.com.
That's all we need to know. All right, so we got some roster battles. We couple of spots open. Sometimes I can't read my writing or what I mean by what I mean. Oh, offense. I was like, what's off? Okay. So you got Kessinger.
Can't read your own hieroglyphics.
So there's two spots left, and it's either Kessinger, Jolks, Singleton, Hensley, or Cabbage. And it's going to be a mixture of an infielder and an outfielder. They're not going to put two outfielders. But I think as far as the outfield is concerned, it's going to be Corey Jolks. He is tied with only two homers, but he's tied with Kyle Tucker for the team lead in home runs in spring training. He's doing really well. So I give him one of those spots. What about y'all?
I think it's going to be Corey Jolks as well. I think he's been doing as well as he can be doing in spring training. And I mean, he also just has that experience as well. So mm-hmm. He was used to that role last year. I think he'll be used to it again this year. And I think really it's a moment to kind of prime him for a bigger role in the future, you know, because eventually someone's going to go, you know, we can't keep every single guy in the outfield forever. Yeah. So I think it'll be a really good opportunity for him to kind of be back on the roster and again, work for that bigger opportunity.
Of the people out there looking for that outfield job, Jolks, you know, Jolks has won the job. He's performed himself into a position where he should be on the roster. As a pure outfielder, there's no other guy that's performed near as well as he had in the battle in that marginal outfielder situation.
And the other battle would be between Kessinger, Hensley, and Singleton. Singleton is performing way better than I expected him to. But the reason we were giving Kessinger the nod is because of his flexibility, because John Singleton only plays first. But you have this power bat coming off the bench and left-handed bat at that. So that's going to be between one of them two, I believe.
Yeah, and Singleton doesn't have an option. I think Kessinger has an option or two left. He's he used one of them last year, so I think he's got two options left. Depends on how flexible they are. That's the great thing about having Dubon, is that Dubon can do all the things that Kessinger can do and better. And they may look at Singleton as it's nice to have that one big left-handed bat coming off the bench, who's really a pretty good first baseman. You know, he's not a butcher over there. And you know, maybe they'll give it to him so they can have that extra bat and they don't lose him, because somebody will pick him up.
Yeah, I think if he doesn't make the roster, he'll do the free agency thing. But will somebody pick him up, though? What has he shown at the major league level that somebody would want him? But he does have monster AAA numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've always kind of been high on Singleton. I mean, I got to watch him back in the day during his original stint with the Astros, got to watch him with the Hook. So I've always seen what he can be capable of. And I would love for him to come out and finally be able to showcase that a little bit more. And I think having him maybe like with an actual full year with the team, maybe that's going to make a big difference. Cause I think part of it is that comfort in the clubhouse. And even though, yeah, he was with the Astros, almost 10 years ago, you know, it's that comfortability, that knowing like, hey, okay, I'm on the team. I have my job here and I feel comfortable with it. And also gelling even better with the team now that he went through the later half of the season, went through the postseason with the team. So I would love to see him get that opportunity. And I think he's showing up right now, which is awesome to see too.
Yeah, he's hitting what, close to 300 in the spring? Something like that, 275, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Might even be higher. All right, so as far as the pitching, in the bullpen, you got Hader, Presley, Abreu, and Montero. I know Abreu's going to miss the first two games, but I don't really want to do this as an opening day roster because 2 days later, one of these guys aren't going to be on there. So we're talking about the real roster. So that leaves four spots. Coleman, Whitley. I'm going to say Whitley's not going to get a shot.
Yeah, Whitley got out sent to the minor league camp already.
Yeah. Coleman, Souza, Belak, Seth Martinez, Dubin, Ortega, and Mushinski. I would say looking at this list, Belak and Seth Martinez, based on their experience.
Well, and performance too. Seth Martinez is one of these guys. They keep on trying to take him off the roster and send him down. And when he comes up, for the most part, all he does is perform.
Yeah.
You know, you remember last year he played in that Cleveland game. I mean, he threw almost 4 or 5 innings and should have, you know, if Pena had made that play to turn the double play, would have gotten a win. Mm-hmm. But he just performs, and you know, there's a definite role for a guy like Martinez, and I hope he makes it.
I hope so as well. I think one thing about him too is you don't ever see the moment get too big for him. Mm-mm. You know, he's one of those guys that stays very cool, calm, collected. I mean, I think we saw it in the postseason a few times where, you know, he came in and, you know, again, the moment just never seemed too big. And he always just seemed very confident, very comfortable out on the mound. So he's one that I would love to see a lot more of this year.
The Magic Man.
Absolutely.
So that leaves two spots. You got Coleman, Souza, Mushinski. We don't have a lefty. Maybe Mushinski gets on. Ortega and Dubin. I mean, Coleman's not doing very well, right?
He pitched a clean inning last game.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Dylan. You know,
Kansas City Royals for him.
Yeah, they traded a piece for him, you know, a minor league piece for him. No one that we would know.
Yeah.
That I can recall, but they love the arm. They want him to earn a spot on the team, but they're, you know, if he can't throw strikes, they're not going to keep him. You know, he's got options left. Belak for sure, Martinez for sure. Souza's not pitched that great this spring.
Yeah,
he's given up a run just about every time out. So, you know, the thing with the Astros before is they're not really married to having a left-hander in the bullpen. They are married to somebody who can get left-handers out.
Yeah. You also have JP France. He can go to the bullpen when JV gets back. He's pretty good at that.
Something we're going to have to do a show on later on in the season is, if you want to talk about a crowded bullpen, crowded staff, wait till McCullers and Garcia come back.
It's going to be nuts.
It's already crowded. So I've been sick for 4 days, folks. If you hear me coughing, I'm muting most of them, but it's hard to. It's hard to do. And I think I got to talk the most, too.
Rob, you're a trooper.
I am, right?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's see what's next. Let's do this one. So I saw a story. Predicted home run leader for each team. So let's start with Steffi. Who do you think it is that they put in the story, and who do you think it will be?
Oh, I feel like they put Kyle Tucker, and I feel like it'll be Yordan.
Wally?
Yordan twice. Because you look at Yordan the last couple of years, and he's missed significant time, portions of the season, and he's still been right there with Tucker.
Yeah.
You know, you give a full season to Yordan, he's 38 and 110.
So they have Yordan predicted to hit 39 homers.
What'd I tell you?
last season, he led the team with 31. He had at least 31 home runs in the last three seasons. I think Tucker had 29.
Yeah, 29 since they robbed him of his Little League home run.
Yeah. So it's 40 in reach for Yordan easily. Oh, yeah. If he stays healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if he's, you know, you've seen him start to use the left field wall a little more. If he learns just to flick that ball out in the Crawford boxes like mm-hmm. Bregman used to,
man, oh yeah,
that could be scary.
Who do you think is his toughest competition? Probably Tucker, right?
Got to be Tucker.
Tucker.
You know, they also said keep a lookout for Yiner Diaz. He had a lot of home runs, and he didn't play very much.
He did.
So that's your dark horse.
That's true.
I think
Yiner's going to have to do it in 100. He's going to have to do it in 110, 115. Although one thing they were talking about is that, you know, Yiner can still play first base, so they keep his bat and get him out from behind the plate.
He can DH.
So he may play more games than your average first baseman.
And he can DH talked when about Yordan's running left.
Yeah, and they could also, you know, DH Abreu and put Diaz over there. But, you know, from what I saw Diaz playing first base you know, last year, he's definitely a work in progress in the field.
Woo! it's just nonstop. All right, let's do this one. There was a story that said one player that each team would be lost without. I missed a word there, but you get it. One player that each team would be totally lost if they didn't have this guy on the roster.
I'm just going Altuve, just out of leadership skills primarily, the vibes he brings every day. And then, of course, he's incredible. So I'm going Altuve, but that's just because I feel Altuve.
I'm going to say Bregman because that, you know, a third baseman that can hit and field like that is really hard to replace. I mean, let's just say Bregman goes out right now. And they've got to go out and replace him. You know, J.D. Davis just got cut by the Giants, you know, and he would be as good as anybody out there to replace him. You know, who's going to – Astros don't really have a backup third baseman on a daily basis. You know, you've got Dubon who can play second base. You know, you got Dubon who can play shortstop. If these guys go out, you don't have a true third baseman that you can throw out there every day. And be competitive.
I agree with that. But the writer of the story said Kyle Tucker.
Oh.
Who was the writer?
Dude, I didn't get that part. Usually I do, but I put this together fast. I'm still sick, but I'm here.
Understandable, man.
So let's talk about Kyle Tucker's contract. What did we see the other day? I'm seeing 8 years, 204. That's an AAV of $25 million a year. Is that something that we could get done? Maybe they include this year with it.
They threw at this from The Athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they threw three numbers out there. They threw Bregman at 7 at 210. They threw out Fromber at 5 and 105. And they threw out Tucker at 8 and 204. Of those three, Tucker's the closest one that I would say has a chance of being done. Yeah. Now, that's a, you know, that's a little under, that's about $26 million AAV. Yeah. You know, depending how they structure it, Tucker's what, 20, it'll be 28, something like that. You know, that takes him to age 36, which ironically is where they would talk about Bregman's and contract. There was one other contract that ended at 36 that they were talking about, but I forget who it was. But the it still puts him when he's in a productive spot. You know, with Bregman at 7 and 210, that puts him at 38, making $30 million a year, and that just ain't gonna happen. Fromber's going to be 32, and you're starting talking about paying him, you know, nine figures when he's 37, and he's a pitcher, and when pitchers fall off, they tend to fall off pretty quick. So you know, if you're saying fair or foul, I say fair on Tucker's contract. I think Crane would do that or something in that range.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds like the money wouldn't be too bad. And I think, I think it's worth it to keep Kyle around. So.
I think maybe the days of these 12-year contracts might be over. When you look at what the most recent guys, you know, they're getting 4 or 5 years, and like the Chapman one, that was a pretty low contract, pretty short, and with an opt out. Maybe he's going to try it again next year, but
well, that's how they're structured. If they have monster years, they go through this again and see how it goes. You know, you're still a similar contract to what Fromber would be looking at is what Jordan Montgomery's looking for. They say he's looking for 7 years. You know, for a number two, low end number two, high end number three starter. Yeah, he did well in the World Series, but man, 7 years, you know, take a reality check, Jordan.
All right. So I saw this story. This is totally, you said something that about someone throwing pitches or innings or whatever. And this guy had a video on TikTok. He's like, who's the GOAT, the greatest of all time? And there was like Michael Jordan, not this guy. And he kept pointing to different athletes. Not this guy, not this guy, not this guy. You know who his greatest of all time was? And he is in any sport. It was Nolan Ryan. Because he was like, this guy's record will be broke. This guy's record can be broke. But no one's going to throw as many strikeouts as Nolan Ryan. So he's the greatest of all time. I don't know if that's true, but that's what the guy said.
He's got some records that won't be broken. It's such a different game when you're in the five starter rotation. Some people go to six. I saw something the other day where I was just looking around to see how many complete games were thrown in the major leagues last year. The number was 34. Bob Gibson threw 29 in 1969 by his lonesome. I mean, so it's just a different game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I agree that the game really has changed so much. And with the way pitchers pitch these days compared to back then, I mean, it feels like there's so much more injury too. It's going to be tough to beat what Nolan Ryan did. So it'll be interesting to see.
What he had, what, 5,700 strikeouts, something like that?
Something insane.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about that. The guy has, you've got to play, what, 28, 29 years and average 200 strikeouts a year. So you got to be, got to start early, you got to stay late, and you got to be good all that time.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's go to final thoughts, folks. I didn't write a banner for this, but my final thought is actually a question for Steffi. I've seen highlights of this guy batting on stilts, but how do they throw him the ball? The guy's like 10 feet in the air.
Same way they pitch to anybody else, just off the mound, and it is insane. I got a great video of it. He actually ended up getting getting to do a sprint because, again, there's no walks in banana ball. And he did make it to first to no one's
shot. He runs around the bases with those on too?
So usually he'll get like a pinch runner after he gets to first. So, yeah, although that would be insane.
Wally?
You know, they break camp this Sunday, I think. They're going to play a couple of games against the Space Cowboys on Monday, Tuesday. So we're going to really start to get a good feel for who's ready and how the team plays. We should see the A-team play a fair amount this week, maybe not the whole game. We're going to see starters get lengthened out. Urquidy threw four innings, and that's the longest for a starter. So I think you're going to – give me Thursday, Friday. You'll know where this team sits.
Did you have one, Steph? I just asked you a question.
I mean, my first final thought is, ow, because my cat just bit me in the foot because he's mad that I'm not giving him attention. I leave for 5 days and he can't stand me just sitting in a room talking to you guys for an hour. So rude. My other final thought, as I feel like it's my final thought every time, is I'm excited for the season. Hyped up, especially now that I got to go to spring training, see the guys in action, see some baseball live. It was amazing. And then getting to see the Savannah Bananas. I'm ready for a show. I'm ready for a show.
It's going to be awesome. All right, folks, for Wally and Stadium Steffi, we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.